Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Warlow back on the show. John is coming up on an 8-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of Built to Sell. That's his first book, and the new book is called The Automatic Customer. But long before that, he founded Warlow and Company, which was a subscription-based research firm out of Toronto, Canada, and he operated it really well for a number of years. I was involved in some of the events that he had going on and enjoyed them and got a lot of benefit from them. Then he sold his business, which is, we were all happy about that. But the good news is he didn't completely retire. He's still giving back, and we're glad to know that he's doing that. John Warlow, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. I can't believe I haven't got The Age of the Customer yet. I'm going to read it right now. I'm excited to get through that.
It's on the way to you right now. Hey, John, thanks again for being here, and congratulations on another new book. I remind men that after they've written a book, that that's as close as you and I will ever come to birthing a baby.
You're right.
So the automatic customer, you've got a great experience in building a subscription-based business, which is another way of saying continuous recurring revenues, right?
That's right. I mean, it's the lifeblood of any business, having customers who automatically repurchase. And that's really the essence of the automatic customer. And, you mentioned Built to Sell off the top. I screwed up in Built to Sell. I didn't spend enough time talking about recurring revenue and the importance of having that recurring revenue come in, because we've seen it through the Value Builder system, my new company, which talks about, we've seen the idea that recurring revenue improves the value of a business tremendously. So it's a big deal.
Well, no kidding. However, a lot of businesses, the internet kind of works against that model, doesn't it? The idea that customers, that users have, and I'm going to talk about users in a minute. The ideas that users have with regard to, why should I pay for something when I can get it for free?
Sure, if you're thinking about information, but there's a lot of other subscription models out there. And I think of subscription models as being, when you're marketing and selling a subscription model, you've got to think 10x. So, for example, Netflix is a subscription model that competes with downloading movies off iTunes. And when you subscribe to Netflix, you get literally millions of titles versus having to buy them onesie-twosie off iTunes.
Right.
And so that's really the secret of selling a subscription, is to think about how do you 10x the value proposition, because no one's going to subscribe for 10x.
Now, 10x, slow down. Just slow down and tell the audience what you mean when you say 10x.
I just mean 10 times the value proposition. So, I'll give you another example. There's a great little company called New Masters Academy in California that offers art lessons if you want to learn how to be a potter or do watercolor painting. And the current way you become an artist is you go to a community college and you sign up for a workshop. It might cost you $600 or $800. New Masters, for $30 a month, you can subscribe and get access to a library of these tutorials. Mm-hmm. And so $30 a month, it's 20 times the value proposition of going to the community college and spending $600 or $800. That's what I mean by 10x.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it could be something that you do where you have to change your business model. But it could be a way of just repricing your product, right?
You're right. And so many traditional businesses have the opportunity to create recurring revenue streams. Think about a swimming pool company. They come and open their swimming pool in the spring. They might close it down in the fall. But, we do that every year. And there's no reason they couldn't create a subscription model that says, look, we'll have your annual pool maintenance program. We'll open up. Every 2 weeks we'll come rebalance the water. We'll check your chemicals. And we'll close up in the fall. And we'll do that for an annual subscription fee. It creates recurring revenue for the pool company, lets the owner sleep at night.
Right.
And, oh, by the way, tremendously boosts the value of the company, which, again, is kind of a big
focus. That's exactly. When I had my consulting company, before I knew you, John, when I had my consulting company, once I built up a group of loyal customers, I came up with a pricing model for them. I said, okay, what I'd like to do is I'd like to bill you every month at least this minimum, and this will get you this many hours that you can use that month, but you can't carry them forward. You have to use them. But even if you don't use them, this number isn't so big that it'll hurt you to pay it, and it'll allow me to hold down the number of people that I work with, and that way you'll almost be assured. And in fact, I said this to them: I promise you, I'll never turn you down if you need me. Now that meant sometimes I had to work 24 hours. But my point is that went from me doing project consulting to recurring revenue consulting.
Perfect.
And it worked. It worked great. So you don't have to just sell information, folks, to do this. Quick break. Right back with John Borlo. His new book is called The Automatic Customer, Creating a Subscription Business in Any Industry.
If you run a business, you know your financial results are directly linked to the performance of your people. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every team wants to operate at peak performance, and now you can with the proven workforce optimization solution from Insperity. This powerful combination of HR and business solutions is the most comprehensive business performance offering in the marketplace, delivering administrative relief, better benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. And since your business is like no other, this solution is customized to fit your unique company needs. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened in the history of the marketplace. This is Jim Blassingame, and I want to tell you about an emerging new age, the age of the customer. For 10,000 years, businesses operated with age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But that age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that convey control from you to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem. But it's probably that you're using age of the seller practices when customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make this transition from old practices to the ones that will help you meet those new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blassingame, and I wrote this book for you. Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Warlow is our guest, our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, author of the new book, The Automatic Customer, Creating a Subscription Business in Any Industry. That's a bold claim there, my friend, any industry. Help us do that. Now, you and I talked about you had a subscription-based research company, which was an information. You were delivering information to people. I had a consulting business. So I was able to work that out. But that's still ideas. That's still kind of information. But how do we do subscription-based businesses in other industries?
Well, there are 9 different subscription models, and as you say, I think you can find a subscription model for virtually any industry. I mean, take Dollar Shave Club as an example. Shave Club is nibbling away at Gillette's business because guys don't have the time or inclination to go down to Walgreens to buy replacement razor blades, and so they're subscribing to Dollar Shave Club. So one thing that people listening can do is think about your business and ask yourself, is there a consumable element to what you sell, meaning stuff that people have to repurchase that doesn't, you know, there's no inherent enjoyment of purchasing those things.
Mm-hmm.
Swimming pool chemicals, as an example, to go back to the previous example. Razor blades. That's a consumables model. So there's 9 different ones in the book, but I think you can find a subscription model virtually any industry.
Well, we get our coffee that way. You know, we buy our coffee from one company, and they we know how much we drink in a year, and they allowed us to set up our order on that delivery model.
And one of the hidden benefits
they gave us, Jim, the key was, is they gave us the flexibility. It was our schedule.
They gave you the flexibility of your schedule, but it allows them to predict how much coffee to buy.
That's right.
Let me give you one other example, if you may. Flowers. Most people buy flowers around Valentine's Day and Mother's Day, right? But there's a subset of the flower buying population, restaurants, spas, hotels, that buy flowers regularly because they always want a fresh bouquet on their mantelpiece or whatever.
Right.
There's a company called H. Bloom that has created a subscription business selling flowers to these spas. So for a fixed monthly fee, they send flowers. Now, the average flower store throws out up to 50% of its flowers each month because they rot in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
H. Bloom throws out 2%.
Wow.
Because they know how many customers they have.
Yep, they don't have waste, and they're able to maybe be more competitive. They're able to offer better service. It's all part of the front end and the back end, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So a subscription recurring revenue improves the value of your company, but it also helps you predict your company much, much better. So you can start to plan it way better than
you would in a traditional transaction. But if you're already established, if you're already doing business with people in the traditional way, then you've got, if you're going to convert customers, my thinking is, you got to, number one, it's got to be, you got to sweeten the deal for them, and you have to educate them, right? You have to bring them along in the journey of understanding of how you want to do business.
Sure. I mean, you've got to go back to 10X. You've got to give them the value proposition, to use your term, sweetener. That's 10 times the value of buying your services one-off. So you've got to think through that. The second thing I think you need to do is give them an ultimatum. I think you've got to have the courage to say, we're turning off the old way of doing business. I mean, if you look at Ancestry.com as a subscription business, you know, the guys who help you build your family tree for whatever it is, $10 a month, you cannot just go on and download a birth certificate from your great-grandfather and say, okay, that's fine, I'm going to pay $10 for that. You have to subscribe. You can't download a movie from Netflix. You have to subscribe. Mm-hmm. And so I think giving customers an ultimatum and saying, this is how we do business, is one of the critical things you need to do to build a subscription company.
In the information part of this, as you know, back in the day, when there was a lot of debate about who could charge for their information, their content, and who couldn't charge, most people wound up not being able to charge for their content.
Well, that's changing.
Yeah,
I think that's changing. I think what we went through in the early, like late 90s, we went through a period where, you know, everyone expected information to be free. And then everybody realized that free information doesn't underwrite the cost of creating information. And so we started to warm to the idea that subscribing actually made sense. So you see now New York Times has whatever it is, 700,000 subscribers, WallStreetJournal.com, paying subscribers.
I pay the Wall Street Journal every month for that subscription.
Well, and you're not alone, because people realize that editorial costs money.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've gone past, I think, that notion that information needs to be free. The Wood Whisperer is a great membership website that if you're interested in woodworking, cabinet making, et cetera, you can subscribe and get video tutorials about how to do woodworking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a membership model that would never have been, you know, possible 10 years ago when we all thought information should be free.
Is this what you're helping people do these days? Are you offering this kind of this kind of services to help people convert?
We offer the Value Builder System, which is a way to improve the value of your company. And one of the eight things we do is help you build recurring revenue. And we do that through an actual network of advisors who use our system. So that's the Value Builder System.
Give us the website, please.
The automatic customer is simply automaticcustomer.com and valuebuildersystem.com.
Valuebuildersystem.com. That's how they find out about the main part of your business. So the automatic customer, folks, that's available wherever books are sold. John Warlow, that's two R's and two L's. And I promise you, you need to see what he's got to say about this, folks, because recurring revenue. I don't have to tell you, right? I know you like the idea, but can you pull it off? Well, see if John can't help you with his book. I think he can. Tintel. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, welcome aboard Emirates. If you just follow me, I'll show you to your seat.
Namaste. Emirates mein aapka swagat hai. Baithiye.
Bonsoir. Je vous souhaite un très bon vol.
Hearing your own language can be a very comforting thing.
Marhaba. Ahlan wa sahlan. Kif halik?
And with a multilingual crew from over 120 countries, flying Emirates is very comfortable indeed.
G'day. Welcome aboard Emirates. Let's get you settled in, okay?
And see what else sets us apart. With over 100 destinations worldwide and 300 international awards, we don't just say, welcome aboard. We make you feel welcome aboard.
Thank you for flying Emirates. We hope you enjoy your flight.
For details or to book online, contact your local travel agent or visit emirates.com/USA. Fly Emirates. Keep discovering.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD. If you've ever had questions about your health, listen to Healthline Live now online at qnlabs.com. Every Monday through Saturday, I'll take your nutrition questions live during show hours and guide you the best I can on your path to great health. The key to great health is nutrition, and unfortunately, our food sources are not even close to what they used to be. Go to qnlabs.com and join me to learn about quantum nutrition. Ask your questions and get real answers. I'll give you the truth so you're empowered to make excellent nutrition and lifestyle choices. Remember, each day's show streams 24 hours until the next show, so you can listen at your convenience, from anywhere, anytime. If you miss a show, you can still find it archived on the website. So take advantage of this great opportunity to educate yourself and your family. That's Healthline Live every Monday through Saturday on QNLabs.com.
Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened before in the history of the marketplace. Hi, this is Jim Blassingame, and I want to tell you about a new age that's emerging right now, the age of the customer. Until recently, you've run your business with 10,000-year-old age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But the original age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that are conveying control from your business to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're going to market with age of the seller practices when your customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make the transition from old practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blassingame. Thanks for listening. That's Bruce Hornsby in the range, bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Warlow, longtime Brain Trust member, author of the new book, The Automatic Customer. I really encourage you to check that out, folks. You can find out on the website, automaticcustomer.com. Is it The Automatic Customer or just Automatic Customer, John, on the website?
Either will work.
Okay.
We own both.
The good for you. That's smart, folks. Take a lesson from that. TheAutomaticCustomer.com and find out more about his book there. And then tell us the title. Give us the website of the other business.
ValueBuilderSystem.com.
All right. So I want to know more about that. When you say value builder, you know, one of the things we talk a lot about on the show is you know, building value. What does it take to keep your customers happy to build value in their eyes so you can build value, you can make your company more valuable, right? And when you say value builder, are you talking about to value towards an ultimate exit strategy? Is that the value direction you're talking about?
Yeah, it's the value of a small business, whether you want to sell it or pass it down to your family. Yeah, the value of the company.
Instead of just operating it and buying and selling, actually think about, okay, is my business worth more next year? What can I do to make it worth more next year than this year?
Focus on these 8 key drivers. So we've discovered that the value of a company is really driven by these 8 drivers. So one of them is your financial performance, obviously how much revenue you make, how much profit you make. But your growth potential is also important. For a buyer, it's the start lines, right? So they've got to see how you can continue to grow this business, you know, into the future. Mm-hmm. Hub and spoke is another one of the 8 drivers. Hub and spoke refers to how dependent the business is on you personally, the owner. And making sure that it's not overly dependent on you is critical. We have the Switzerland structure, the 4th of the 8 driver, which really talks about how dependent your business is on any one customer, employee, or supplier. You know, if you've got 60% of your revenue coming from one customer, that's going to cause a huge discount to the value of your business.
Mm-hmm. And many customers, many people out there, it's more like the Pareto principle. It's more 80-20, maybe even 90-20, right?
Well, that's it. And unfortunately, and that makes a profitable company. And that's the tough part, is because you can have 10% of your customers generating 90% of your revenue and say, well, this is great. I'll just sit back and ride this train. But unfortunately, at the end of the line, there's nothing to sell.
Mm-hmm.
I had this conversation with a friend of mine the other day where 70% of their revenue, they do point of sale technology for restaurants and quick serve restaurants, and 70% of their revenue comes from one franchise, one chain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a very difficult company to sell.
Well, no, absolutely. And then, of course, you've got the issue with the dependence upon the owner, the founder, right? How much of the business is dependent upon that person being visible, right?
And we see that a lot, Jim, because the founder is the industry expert, right? And so they feel very comfortable talking to clients, offering mm-hmm. clients broader and broader sets of products. And pretty soon the company is offering a really wide set of products to just a few customers. And the only person that can deliver is the owner. And so we really encourage business owners to actually flip that model on its head. Instead of selling a lot of things to a few customers, try to start thinking about selling a few things to a lot of customers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very subtle change, but it makes all the difference.
But another thing you've got to do, and I was talking to Scott Jordan, the Scotty Vest guy, in the previous segment,
sure.
And he said, and this was very interesting. He said, we're a $50 million company. I think he's about $50 million now. He said, the only thing that I need to get me to a $100 million company in the next 5 years, he says, is 4 or 5 good people. He actually said that. And so my point is in addition to all the things you're talking about, you also have to have the kind of people that when you exit, you're training leaders, you're turning managers into leaders, so you can show them to a prospective buyer and say, these people can take this over from me if I weren't here.
Well, agreed, totally. One of the biggest misconceptions in a business is that, you know, when an acquirer comes in to buy the company, they're going to get rid of all the employees.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, most of the time, that's actually the opposite.
Right.
What the acquirer wants to do is find a way to retain the next layer. They know that you, the owner, once they write you the big check, are likely to hit the golf course. But what they want to do is figure out a way to retain that key group. And they're evaluating them to know how good they are before they buy your business.
Hey, John, you got more to teach us. Will you continue to come back and join us?
It's my pleasure.
We've enjoyed having you here. Congratulations on the book. The book is called The Automatic Customer by John Warlow. Hey, John, thanks again for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Welcome to the Small Business Advocate Show with your host, Jim Blasingame. The Small Business Advocate Show is presented by Insperity, dedicated to helping businesses run better, grow faster, and make more money. And now, the only man who can explain small business financial statements on the radio and make you beg for more.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Hello, America, and good day to our friends around the world. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I got a great show lined up for you straight ahead. We got a couple of really smart guys joining us this hour. We're going to talk about what you need to do for your customers. What is the single most important thing you can do for your customers to make them feel that they can't do without you? How about that? Wouldn't you like to have customers you can't run off? That's my goal in life. That's been my goal in life for a long time, is to have customers you can't run off. And what do you got to do? What do you do to make them believe that they wake up in the morning thinking, man, I can't do without those folks? Can that happen? Is it possible? Yeah, it is. You got to do. But there's one thing that may be more important than anything else, even more important than giving them a discount. That's right. And we're going to talk about that with Rob Grady. Rob is the author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials. And he is an expert at helping people just like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace. He's going to talk to us about that. That's coming up right after the next break. And then Ami Kazar is going to be back. Ami's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. And he helps people like you and me find the people who have funding, who have money. What do you need? You need a loan? Do you need leasing? Do you need venture capital? What do you need? That's what he does. And he's got a new program out on how to help franchisees, prospective franchise buyers, get funding. Yeah, I see you perking up out there. Well, Ami's going to join us in the second half of the hour. We'll talk about that, among other things that involve capitalizing your small business. It's almost 9 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened in the history of the marketplace. This is Jim Blasingame, and I want to tell you about an emerging new age, the age of the customer. For 10,000 years, businesses operated with age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But that age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that convey control from you to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're using age of the seller practices when customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make this transition from old practices to the ones that will help you meet those new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players in the right roles with the right goals. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every coach is looking for the right combination to take their team to the next level. And now you can find the right solution for your business from Insperity. More than 100,000 companies are using Insperity high-performance HR and business solutions. From recruiting, employment screening, and retirement services to time and attendance, organizational planning, as well as performance and expense management. Or to move your company ahead as far and as fast as possible, ask about our workforce optimization solution. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rob Grady's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Rob is a longtime friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, and he has been a professor helping young minds come into the marketplace, grow themselves into the marketplace. He's in the business of helping people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace. And he's joining us today. He wants to debate me about. He wants to push back on me on something that I've said. And boy, is he courageous? Rob Grady, welcome back to the show.
Hey Jim, how are you? Always a little tricky when you take on the guy who owns the show.
The man with the man with the ejection seat button. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So okay,
I was just talking about your in the age of the customer. You talk about how everything revolves around saving time for your customer. You're not really serving your customer unless you're saving time. And I contend that ideally there are other ways to enhance your relationship with your customer. And saving time is certainly one of them, and that can help improve that customer's productivity. But I contend that there are two other ways as well to serve your clients, and selling solutions for whatever your client problems may be.
At the risk of sounding defensive, which I certainly am not, I don't think I said, and I don't remember exactly the page of that song, I don't think I said that's the only thing. I do believe that if you can show a customer how you can save them time, that saving them time can have a lot of different looks. It can manifest in a lot of different ways, right?
Oh yeah.
From walking to your into your store, to having a better website, to doing a good job of filling orders so you don't have back orders or bad deliveries. I mean, there's so many elements to saving time, isn't it? I mean, what I like about the idea of saving time is in my opinion, it ought to be a way of life almost. You know, it pervades all your thinking. How can I save my customers time? Because I think the point I was making, Rob, is I think people today, more and more, it's coming down the socioeconomic ladder, more and more people are valuing their time more than their money. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Wow, that's a blanket statement. People value their time, I think, based upon their age. You know, you start valuing your time as you advance through your career.
I agree with that.
But, you know, I can also tell you there's an awful lot of people that will go for the money first. I'm looking at page, in the age of the customer, I was looking at page 102, Jim.
Okay, I got it right here.
The most important and relevant thing a seller can do for customers is to save them time.
Yeah.
Now, you call it the most important, right? You're not saying it's the only.
Yeah.
And what I'm contending is I believe it's one of just three.
Okay.
In my book, Naked Marketing, I talk about selling solutions, how in the selling process, you're constantly, first of all, you're selling to decision makers, and then secondly, you want to make sure you let them define a problem. eventually they're going to define a problem that you can solve if you ask enough questions and ask the right questions. And then the step three that I advocate is selling solutions in one of three ways. You're either going to help them reduce their costs. Now, that may come through saving time, but there may be other ways that you help mm-hmm. reduce their costs. You're going to improve their productivity, which, again, is could be translated as saving time. But the mm-hmm. other one that I advocate is enhancing their market position. Mm-hmm. If I can help my customer, Jim, advance the sale of his product by enhancing his position in the marketplace as compared to competitors, my customer can then charge more for his product or save. It will save him money in terms of the amount of dollars invested in advertising or promotion or social media or some other method.
Right.
Naked Marketing advocates three different ways to help improve the client's position, and that is the reduced costs, improving productivity, and enhancing market position. And I can hear your argument, and you can say, hey, that's all about saving time, but I believe that it goes beyond that, that's all.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
Your statement.
I love it when people push back on me. No, I hear you completely.
It actually shows I read your book.
I know. I'm so impressed. You're the only person who's ever gotten a 102. I'm really impressed.
Stop that.
No.
It's an award-winning book. It's a great book.
Everything that you said I absolutely can't argue at all with anything you said, and the one thing that I do think is important to differentiate when you're serving customers is I would never tell them not to do everything that you said to do. I would completely agree with that. I would just and then just stop talking. That'd be fine. But the thing that I do think. The whole point of the book was to get people to rise above for a moment, to rise above the competitive element. See, one of the things that you mentioned several times in your comment was how you're doing this better than the competitor, you're helping them, you're coming up with a specific number that you're going to help them drive to reach their goals, all that. In my opinion, you have to be able to do that. You have to deliver the goods. You have to be able to. I see throughout the book, you have to be competitive. But the point I was making, and I'm going to continue to make, is long before, in the age of the customer, long before people ever find out if you're competitive or not, they're going to judge you, rule you in or out based on whether you're relevant to them or not.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing that, if you'll notice in the quote that you gave, the one thing that I called saving them time is a major relevance factor. And so you're right. Everything you said is right. I just think that happens in the second step of the relationship, not the first step of the relationship. You see my point?
Sure. I just come from the advertising side of things. I ran an ad agency for years.
Yeah, yeah.
And our whole, everything we sold was all about how our clients can advance.
Right. Move
their
the needle.
Business.
They have to move the needle.
Yeah, actually moving the needle by being able to be more competitive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's not necessarily a save time issue, that's all.
Right, I agree with you. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're having fun here with our good friend Rob Grady. You can tell we've known each other a while and we like each other. And we're going to argue a little bit more after these messages, and it's all to help you, my friends. 20 after. Rob Grady's book is called Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, now out in the third edition.
Hi, welcome aboard Emirates. If you just follow me, I'll show you to your seat.
Namaste. Emirates mein aapka swagat hai. Baithiye.
Bonsoir. Je vous souhaite un très bon vol.
Hearing your own language can be a very comforting thing.
مرحبا. أهلاً وسهلاً. كيف حالك?
And with a multilingual crew from over 120 countries, flying Emirates is very comfortable indeed.
G'day. Welcome aboard Emirates. Let's get you settled in, okay?
And see what else sets us apart. With over 100 destinations worldwide and 300 international awards, we don't just say, welcome aboard. We make you feel welcome aboard.
Thank you for flying Emirates. We hope you enjoy your flight.
For details or to book online, Contact your local travel agent or visit emirates.com/USA. Fly Emirates. Keep discovering.
If you run a business, you know your financial results are directly linked to the performance of your people. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every team wants to operate at peak performance, and now you can with the proven workforce optimization solution from Insperity. This powerful combination of HR and business solutions is the most comprehensive business performance offering in the marketplace, delivering administrative relief, better benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. And since your business is like no other, this solution is customized to fit your unique company needs. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Are you self-employed or a 1099 subcontractor and simply don't have the money to pay? Then TaxCloser.com can help you. The nation's largest and oldest professional firm devoted to the resolution of IRS collection matters has developed TaxCloser.com, the first and only online video self-help series that teaches you how to fill out the 433 form with 30 years of former IRS employee experience. If you don't have the ability to pay your back debt or simply have been asked to fill out the 433 as a result of an IRS audit or other request, go online, watch videos for every question of the 433 form, and enter your answers right on the screen as you watch each video. It's that simple. You can save your place online, go at your own pace, and TaxCloser.com prepares everything for you. Go online to TaxCloser.com or call 1-800-398-7064. That's 1-800-398-7064. Use promo code FREEDOM and receive a substantial discount. The creators of TaxCloser.com are a proud A-plus rated member of the Better Business Bureau.
The Platters bringing us back. It's Sonny Williams on lead there. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rob Grady is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, third edition. That's his book. Got new updates on the third edition. Rob, tell us how we can find you and your book online, please.
Well, Naked Marketing is available through any major bookstore or any of the online bookstores, or you can go to my website, which is robertgrady.com, and Grady is spelled G-R-E-D-E, so robertgrady.com will get it too.
This book is filled with nuggets of fundamental common sense on how to move the needle, ladies and gentlemen. Once you've roped that customer in and you got them loving you, then you have to perform, right, Rob? I mean, it doesn't matter how you get them. It doesn't matter how you hold on to them. If you can't perform on whatever it is that they've engaged you for, whether it be marketing, advertising, or delivering, you know, cheese or milk or shoelaces, you know, whatever it is that you're supposed to be doing for your customers, if you can't perform, then, you know, they're not going to keep you.
I wrote Naked Marketing for small businesses because I thought that there was a gap out there between the marketing books that are way too sophisticated for the average small
right.
business person. And I'm not saying the small business person isn't sophisticated. I'm simply saying they don't have time to learn all the nuances.
Hey, Rob, let me help you out. Small business owners are not sophisticated from a marketing standpoint. I'm sorry, but they're just not.
We're just not.
I'll say that. Not them, but just, we.
That's why Naked Marketing is ideal. It just it takes away all the
yep.
fluff. It just gets down to those bare essentials.
Yep.
And it's very simple read, and it's very easy for small business people.
So what else do we need to do? What else do we need to do to help our customers move the needle?
Well, to move our own needle. Well, when you're talking about saving time and I'm talking about enhancing position, I think that there's some similarities there because the objective, I always believe the objective of any sales position or any person that's trying to sell has to look at it from the customer's point of view. In your age of the customer, that's kind of the primary goal that you focus on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at it and saying, all right, if I'm focusing on what does my customer need, everything is going to boil down to profit, Jim. You have to look at it and say, okay, if there's three ways to sell a solution to my client, I can either reduce his costs, I can mm-hmm. enhance his position so he can charge more and increase his profitability, or I can save him time and increase or improve his productivity. All three of those translate to profit. If I cannot sell a solution to my customer that translates to profit, I will not be a successful salesperson.
And how about this, Rob? Because this is something I think is important. This, and it's in my book. And that is, in my opinion, one of the best ways to discover what you just said, what it takes to get there, is to ask them what it takes to help them help their customer.
I think that that's a big part of it. In Naked Marketing, I talk about the second step in the selling process is all about asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ask enough questions of your client, you can figure out, I mean, you're going to ask a question that eventually they're going to give you a problem that they have that you can solve. You ask enough questions, sooner or later they're going to get around to a problem that you have a solution for. And once they do, you then sell that solution. And that solution is either going to come in terms
right.
of reducing costs or saving time and productivity or enhancing their position. And all of those translate to profit. That's the solution you got to sell.
Anytime I've ever asked a customer, a prospect, what's on your mind right now with regard to helping your own customers, your customers, the people you call on, like I'm calling on you right now, what do you think is on their mind that they're looking to you for? And you ask them those kinds of questions, and I've never done that I didn't find a way, somehow I found a way that I could contribute to that effort.
My favorite is, tell me about your competitors. And everybody's got one. And as soon as you say that, their eyes light up and they say, oh, this guy has undercut me on price, and this guy stole my best salesman, and this guy did that, and all these other competitors are killing me. You're inevitably going to hear a problem that you can solve.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start selling those solutions. And I love that question. That's my favorite. Is tell me about your competitors, and they just go on and on.
And the thing is there's a secret little stealthy thing that happens when you do what you just said, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get to stay in the office longer because now we're no longer talking about you. We're talking about them and their customers.
Of course, yeah.
And that's going to allow you to stay in longer. And the longer you stay, the more likely you are to be able to make a sale.
I think that's absolutely true. It's all about building relationships.
Yep.
In the selling process, that's got to be the long-term goal is to sell
absolutely.
Relationships.
Hey, Rob, I need that website one more time.
It's robertgrady.com, and Grady is spelled G-R-E-D-E.
And the book is called Naked Marketing, the Bare Essentials, 3rd edition. They can find out how to buy it there on the website.
They sure can.
And, of course, it's available wherever books are sold, Amazon, et cetera, et cetera. Hey, Rob,
and
good job.
They can also sign up, Jim, I want to tell them, they can also sign up for absolutely free weekly marketing
tips
at robertgrady.com.
The Grady Marketing Tips, folks, you don't want to miss that once a week, absolutely free. Hey, Rob, come back soon.
Jim, I'll be there.
Come back and argue with me again sometime. I like this.
I'll do that. Thanks much. You
Rob
enjoy.
Grady, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day with a good argument for us. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Help! I'm buried under all this stuff.
Hang on, Karen. I'll dig you out.
What happened?
You got buried by a packing avalanche. Too many gifts to try and pack by yourself. Don't worry, I'm from the UPS store. I'm a packing expert.
The UPS store? But you guys just ship stuff.
We do a lot more than shipping. We're actually certified packing experts. And we're so confident, we give you our pack and ship promise. Hold on, almost there. Okay, all of them packed, safe and sound.
Thank you. I didn't think I'd ever get out from under there.
At the UPS store, we can securely pack most anything. And along with our expert packing, we'll give you our pack and ship promise. The UPS store, we do a lot more than shipping. The pack and ship promise is available at participating locations, subject to the lesser of actual value, repair, or replacement cost of items packed and shipped via UPS. At UPS store associates, restrictions and limitations apply. Visit upsstore.com/PSP for full details.
Downsized? Outsourced? Pink slipped? Afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full-time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.
Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened in the history of the marketplace. This is Jim Blassingame, and I want to tell you about an emerging new age, the age of the customer. For 10,000 years, businesses operated with age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But that age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that convey control from you to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're using age of the seller practices when customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make this transition from old practices to the ones that will help you meet those new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blassingame, and I wrote this book for you. Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened before in the history of the marketplace. Hi, this is Jim Blassingame, and I want to tell you about a new age that's emerging right now, the age of the customer. Until recently, you've run your business with 10,000-year-old age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But the original age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that are conveying control from your business to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're going to market with age of the seller practices when your customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make the transition from old practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blassingame. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blassingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ami Kazar is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Ami is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the CEO and the founder of Multifunding. And he is multifunding.com. And he is, I've asked him to join us today to talk to us, to give us a little bit of a review, a little bit of a report on how things are going out there in the funding environment. And also, we got some news that we're going to break in the next segment. Ami Kazar, welcome back to the show.
Sam, pleasure. Thanks. Good to be with you.
Good to have you here. Okay. The economy is slowly but surely getting a little bit better. People are, I don't know if they've just worn us down and we're sick of, you know, of the way things were. We're just going to grow regardless, or if things really are picking up, but it's still tough out there for a lot of folks. But it does seem like people are getting to the point where they can't quite go to the next level with organic cash flow and profits. They need some help. They need to borrow money. They need to get some capital somewhere. What are you seeing out there in the landscape?
Yeah, Jim, I think that's true. You know, you always have to be careful because we each see our own sort of unique universe of people. And so it's easy to assume that the people we see are, you know, represent the universe. But from the people we see, I think it's fair to say that there are a lot more people looking to grow, to expand, to buy businesses, to add equipment, to buy a building. Their business, they're coming to us for what I call quality problems.
Right.
Their business is growing quickly.
And you see that? Do you see that demand increasing right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, see, that's a good sign. That's a really good sign because, as you know, I mean, for a long time, our attitude about growth was, whether it be hiring or investing, our attitude was, okay, I'll be behind the curve. I'll try to make my organization flex enough to take advantage of the growth until it really is secure, and then I'll make an investment. But it sounds like maybe people are starting to do what people do when an economy expands, and that's start thinking about investing maybe before the opportunities fully present itself. What do you think?
I think that's the case, but I think at the same time, because there are so many debt instruments that are sort of emerged post the recession that put small businesses in debt traps, we also see a lot of people reeling from the recession, reeling from bad loans that they got themselves into after the recession.
Right.
And those traps are still out there. So while the news in many respects is positive for the small business owner, I always say, you know, when you're going to go get a loan, you know, if you're in a hurry and you go to McDonald's for lunch, you might have indigestion for a couple hours.
Right.
But if you get a bad loan, we've seen it sadly so many times, it can really ruin your business and give you indigestion.
Could affect the rest of your life, for the rest of your life.
And it's not a decision to be made hastily or quickly. And
right.
It's something you should do thoughtfully and carefully.
And that's one of the things that you guys do, isn't it? I mean, you guys counsel people on how to look for capital, for funding, whatever that may look like, and how to find it, how to put it together, right?
Yeah, our job is to listen to the story of the business owner or the entrepreneur, help them figure out the best solutions out there, help them as best as we can avoid many of the landmines that are out there, caution them about what's happening, then try to sort of set up a capital structure for them that we call a path to bankability. So what we want...
Slow down, Ami. Path to bankability. Say that again, Ami.
Yeah, we're happy. For us, we win when our clients land up with an SBA loan or a bank loan.
Yeah.
Now, we fully recognize and understand that there are many points in the life cycle of a business where they're not going to get a bank loan or an SBA loan. But if they're in those instances, that's especially the time they need help, either to pick the loan products that make sense or to really thoughtfully think through how much money they need and what and why. Because so often they think they need more money than they actually do.
And put them on the path to bankability. That's exactly... I was asked that question on MSNBC's Your Business the other day, J.J. Ramberg's show, and I was asked that very question. That's almost exactly what I told her. I mean, so I must have been channeling you. I said, we need to get you on a path to bankability, or words to that effect. We come back. Ami's got some news he's going to break for us. Franchisees, if you want to buy a franchise, pay attention. 22, stay with us.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.